Jesus Christ, there's so many fucking cameras in my field of vision.
It's all
right.
All
right.
So today, instead of like reading off kind of stuff we've talked about beforehand or just ideas we have, we'll do a bit of that. But we're also going to try and do just like things we see outside the window. And that's why we're going to try this format, see how it goes. This is like some like kind of taxi cab confessions or like, what was that show?
Fake taxi.
But today we're driving around in my Golf. Beautiful machine. Take your phone and just film so I can cut away to it. Just get a glimpse of like...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, so another angle.
Wait, hold on. This is...
Yeah, just pan over.
I think I'm so used to the fucking zoom level on these GoPros. This looks like I'm hella zoomed in.
Yeah, right, I know.
So
this is what we're dealing with.
And then this giant setup. Look at the tape. Look at the cable.
Tape.
Okay, hold on. The cable's down here.
Yeah.
Looking great.
Cable management. And it goes all the way in the back.
There.
Oh, shit.
The back shots?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we got.
So anyway, the problem was we were like, oh, we should go drive around. Well, we weren't really sure where we were going to drive around. We go, oh, we should go to, like, Center of Dallas or something like that. We'll see some nice cars.
What?
But then we kind of forgot that there's a pandemic, so no one's outside. So right now we're in Arlington,
I feel like I have seen more people driving their sports cars around.
Yes.
Because there's, like, less to do. And still, like, I'll just take it out. Yeah.
And you can see the people jogging through my front cam. It looks like a Russian dash cam, especially if we get... Like, we were talking, if we get into an accident, if it's my fault, cameras go out the window.
Yeah.
If it's not, we've got everything we need
just,
to, like...
I just take all the SD cards
and swallow them.
Yeah.
I like how we set this up and we're like, yeah, we're gonna see some cool stuff and it'll give us ideas to talk about. Which it does, but...
And the most interesting thing...
The most interesting thing at this point is this Mazda I've been following, which, like, I was gonna say is interesting as they are, it's just a Ford Escape.
Yeah, I was wondering, that must be based on something.
Yeah, it's the same as an Escape, because Mazda and whatever. There's a show Taurus. There's a Taurus behind me. Very well, maybe a cop, but who knows? Look at you on your motorcycle.
I mean, they can get you for, like, obstruction of the...
You know what, I don't think... Nah, it's fine. Don't even worry about it. Not even a problem. I'm not worried about it. To be honest,
there's a really rusty tractor over there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this Altima.
Oh,
the best drivers on the road. All I'm saying.
This is the We Hate Nissan podcast.
We've already done that. Well, we gotta change
like,
it up.
If we... There's definitely like a status quo on this podcast.
That's a very nice Mercedes.
It was a Tesla.
Ooh. Model 3?
Yeah, it's a Model 3. What do you think of the Model 3, David? Give me your opinion.
I
get a microphone.
The
right
Model
there.
S is like...
That's like the daddy of Tesla.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically the original Roadster is like the daddy.
Well, yeah, but that thing was
cool.
Like not that... Did you see that Civic?
No.
There's a really big one on it.
Oh, yeah, it did.
The
not even a Type R.
Well, yeah, the Roadster is like... It wasn't that good compared to their later cars.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Although it was really cool.
Yeah. It was just an Elise that was electric.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I really like the Model 3. I
think it's cool.
I don't know how it compares. I honestly like haven't looked into Teslas that much. I don't know how it compares to the S. But if it's like, I feel like it's still got probably a lot of the auto drive stuff.
Yeah, you can get all
it's
that stuff.
It's still like plenty fast, you know? And yeah, the base little one's rear wheel drive, so you can get a little frisky like that Driftson Lifts.
Yeah, I was going to say the Driftson Lifts.
So.
On a side note, I quite like these.
Oh, yeah. I think they look really good.
The little Scion.
Yeah.
Or it's technically, it's a Mazda 2
Mazda
sedan.
But it's Scion.
See, okay, cool. We're starting to do. Now we're just changing subjects.
There we go.
Just what if the Scion IA and Tesla Model 3 are the most interesting things we're going to see today, this is not going to be a very interesting podcast,
yeah.
But nonetheless.
Okay, but the Model 3, I think, in my opinion, I feel like that's the Tesla I'd buy.
Yeah. Because it's the cheapest.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if I could justify spending more on S when I feel like that's all I really need, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, how much more are you getting with
the
S?
The other thing
maybe,
is, like...
Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I don't know that completely, but I don't know. I think I prefer that.
I just still like how his whole model range is S3XY. Because that's funny.
Sexy.
Yeah.
That
man
is, like, living a meme.
He's living a meme, and he is a living meme.
He's, like detached from sensibility. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's an ambulance. Wow, this is interesting. I do want to say, hopefully whoever's safe with that ambulance, but look over there in the distance. Don't know if it can be spotted. Nice diesel Golf Mark 6. Absolute machine.
Right there. Oh, I see. How did you get a diesel?
The wheels. Pretty sure. Yeah, it says TDI on the back.
Ah, there you go.
Avalon. I have nothing. That's not even an Avalon. Squirrel! That was close.
That was close.
There's just nothing. I don't know. People's taste in cars is really
disappointing.
It just upsets me sometimes. Ooh, an Evo.
Wow.
Is it real?
A real one?
I hope it is. There was a guy
on
campus.
90% of the Evos that I see are fake.
Yeah, they're fake Evos. A friend of mine had a word for it. He's like, oh, it's a Fevo. And then he started calling real Evos Revos. I was like, you need to stop. I thought it was hilarious.
I don't know how to tell.
I mean, unless I we could go up under it. Hey, could you stop real quick?
Is that a real intercooler?
Let me look up under the back for differential. Sonic, that's a drive-through. There's nothing going on today.
You know what other, so we were saying how the Scion, what was it called?
Chasing
IA.
Paper. Yeah, the IA.
The IA was,
it's a Mazda 2.
Yeah, but it's really good looking, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too.
I forget now what the name of the car is, but it's a Suzuki, it's like their newer sedan thing. You know what I'm talking about?
The one they sold here?
Yeah.
The SX4?
It had like a weird, like...
Oh, the Kizashi.
I think that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't those look good?
Yeah, they're a good looking car. I don't know why they didn't sell... Well, Suzuki, as far as I know, is just gone. Yeah. But like, you know, I don't know why they didn't sell that many more of them. I like them. Because you could get a manual one in it, and it had a fairly big front engine.
I don't know why, I just really like the way these look. They're nothing like super crazy spectacular looking.
It's a good looking middle of the road car, because we saw that one in the parking lot.
I think the rear end of them look good, and they have that like little, like just a little lip at the back that goes up.
Yeah.
The front looks like mostly any other Suzuki. It actually kind of looks like a Volkswagen almost.
Yeah, it has like a Jetta look to it.
Like a Jetta.
Also, viewers, welcome to Arlington, Texas, where there's still a train track that runs through the absolute center of town, and it shuts the town down anytime a train goes through.
Absolutely.
Just completely stopped. This is ridiculous.
I remember once I was driving to work, hit the train track, immediately, like, as I'm pulling up, you know, things close and it starts going past.
Yeah.
Long train. Moving pretty slow, it takes a long time, and I'm like, fuck, okay, it's making me late to work now.
Yeah.
And then, as soon as it finishes, another one from the other direction starts going, and I was like, you fucking
It's like the worst thing in the world to happen.
You're joking. This is so stupid.
And it just shuts the town down completely.
Yeah. I mean, there's not, like, there's a few, like, streets that have, like, you know, going under or going over, but most of the time, it's all on the same plan. And so you're just fucked.
Oh, man. I forgot where to go here. Let's go left. That looks nice.
I can look on Google Maps.
No, I know where I'm going, David. No, yeah? Perfect with directions. It's fine. I won't get lost.
Oh, Mazda B.
I saw on the way here, before I picked you up, I saw someone with a Nissan hard body that was lowered.
Yeah.
And I had like, remember Satchel's truck?
Uh-huh.
So Satchel's a friend of ours, and he had for a long time, he had like a lowered, he had the Ranger, but then he had that Mazda... Remember he had the B series, the red one that he had lowered.
Really?
Yeah,
I almost...
he didn't have it for long.
Okay, I don't remember the Mazda.
This is before he bought the Miata.
Okay,
his current Miata. He lowered it like super low, and he had the little like you know the floodlights they use, the LED the light bars.
Mm-hmm.
He had two of those as the headlights, which I thought was amazing. And it's nice around here. I don't know if we're going the right way. I'm just gonna assume. If we get lost, fuck it. It's content, David. It's content. Drive like your kids live here.
These tow mirrors is huge.
Homeboy's vaping out of his Mustang. 10 out of 10. I was going to say, on the Scion IA, I did notice that because Toyota killed Scion, RIP, that's all I have to offer to it.
I feel like they didn't kill it, they just absorbed it. You know what I mean? It's like the cars that would be Scions are now just Toyotas again.
Yeah. Which, so, you know, like the they renamed the... what did they call it? The FRS? It's like the 86 now. With their dog. I like seeing people. I sound like an old man, but like, oh, I like seeing people outside again. But like, I mean, what else are you going to do? dude, this woman is sprinting.
Whoa. Up a hill,
Jesus
too.
Christ.
All I was talking about with that, with the eye is just how it reminded me of the Suzuki and how I like the Suzuki.
Oh, okay.
I never thought I'd say I like a Suzuki. I think Suzuki would ever make a sports car.
Well, they make cool cars overseas.
Yeah.
Like, they have a Jimny, which is basically just a baby Jeep. And then they've
I know the Jimny.
Stuff like that. It's like, I'd love to have one of them.
Yeah.
But we live in America.
That paint job on that Acura looks a little shoddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll capture on camera, but...
That's a little rough. Mm. I'm pretty sure someone, what he did was try and plastidip it himself, which... I don't know if you remember the photos from my Genesis, but...
She was hilarious.
Oh, my God. It looked like carpet. Oh, man. If I can find the photo, there'll be a cut in right now. It was just, it was bad, dude. It took, like, it was a lot of money, too. Some power. This is the best car in the world.
It's pretty good.
Give me nothing else. See if there's an entrance here. There we go. We're going to someone. We're going to a random neighborhood to see if we can find anything interesting.
It might be funny, though.
Yeah, you know.
River Trails.
It's got a cool name. If you live here and you watch us, hi. A Suburban, a Charger, and two trucks. Oh, this is certainly...
Off to the...
Yeah.
Okay, start. Nothing crazy.
A Prius. That's something new, I guess.
What do people drive on the weekend? Maybe they're all
maybe
in the
they're
garage.
On the garage. Yeah, that's what it is. Dude, they have
this
two Priuses.
Like a tavern.
That does look like a tavern. This house has two Priuses. Sorry, Prii, whatever they're called. I don't know. They came up with an official. I don't want to drive down there because I think that man's going to call the police because I'm driving around with four cameras.
This would look sketchy.
It does look
a
little sketchy.
It's like we're not spying on anybody.
We're just living in there.
Okay.
Is there any kind of coolness in Tesla?
No, I can't really.
A base model Model 3, which
Suzuki.
Is the right one to buy.
Wood Duck.
Wood Duck Road. Nothing. It's a transit van. Okay. Moving on. Ooh, it's a Mustang with disgusting rims. I don't understand people who modify their cars like that. I don't get... Maybe it's just a cultural thing. I just don't understand the whole, like, I'm going to put, like, way too big rims on it that are chrome. Very cheap. I mean, I guess it looks different.
It's just like... I think cars look pretty good low, right? I mean, not
yeah.
too low as to the point where they're undrivable. But I get luring a car, even
yeah.
if it's, you know, not the best for handling, if you do it cheaply or whatever.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
it does look kind of nice.
Yeah.
But the big wheels, like, you often have to lift the car to get them.
Yeah,
get
or it'll do it
there.
Automatically. It's a whole...
And then the fucking... I saw the most donked out
really?
Car the other day. I don't know
Ultima.
What it was on. It was a... Oh, yeah, here it is, It's a Pontiac Parisian? How the fuck do you say
that? Parisian?
Oh, like, look at this.
Jesus Christ.
It was so high up. The rims are huge.
I like when they do that and then put hydraulics on them. It's always terrifying because I'm like, if you bounce down, you're going to break a rim. Not like bend it, you're going to shatter that hoe. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I can't imagine how much money it must be to, like, get these really giant rims on your car.
I know.
And to, like, lift it up and how hard it must be to drive and all this and that.
Yeah.
And what do you get from it? Just, like, looking really weird. And you fuck up your speedometer.
Yeah, it ruins everything.
Your whole, like, gear ratios are all out of whack.
It's the equivalent to lifting a truck, but there are no good, like...
Oh, yeah, when you
There's
lift
no
the truck, it's like you can, like, off-road or whatever.
In theory.
Yeah.
Railroad
yeah.
tracks.
So.
Come on, give me something interesting to look at.
God, it has really been super dull.
I mean, again, I keep thinking, there's another Suzuki SX4.
I almost got one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Which one, the hatch or the sedan or what?
The hatch.
Yeah.
The hatch, and I was really looking for one with a manual. I know they existed.
Yeah.
But they're honestly kind of hard to come by.
They are really hard to find. It's like someone's got a Jetta.
I feel like if I found a manual one, I might have picked it up over the Fiesta, though.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're kind of the same kind of car, although...
Yeah. I like the all-wheel drive-ness of them, though.
It's cool.
I think that's cool. It's different. In theory, you can go off-roading with it.
I wonder how good the all-wheel drive system is.
I did see a video one time of someone trying it out.
Mm.
and it was interesting. I think it actually did pretty well.
Yeah.
Suzuki does weird shit like that all the time, though.
I know, like, the best all-wheel drive systems for cars are whatever Subaru does and whatever Outback.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, nobody else really compares. I mean, everyone's getting a little better slowly, but, you know, they, like, lock up really well and, you know, maintain traction really well.
Yeah.
A lot of all-wheel drive systems, they, like, you know, you lose traction on one or two wheels and then it's kind of, like, not functioning.
Yeah, it doesn't know how to work at all. Yeah, and a lot of them nowadays, whenever they're, like, you know, it's a front-wheel drive car with some rear bias, it'll just sit there and do this all day. And they kind of go like, ugh, and then move an inch with the back tire.
It's weird. I don't know why.
I mean, Texas looks nice right now. It's a cool 70 degrees at 7:45 p.m. I think I bought a Miata hardtop around here. I don't know why that's the thing. But actually, we should go. There's a mall over here. Let's see if anyone's there. I don't know. There it is. It's over there. Because, like, technically, currently right now, it's the 8th of May, 2020. And the governor of Texas has said, you know, you can go out and have, like, I think up to, oh, we're about to get sprayed. you can go out and then have, I think, up to, like, 25% of your restaurant capacity, that kind of thing.
There's two Corvettes over there. One that's pink and it has this, like, weird fade on it.
Is it cool? Why are you slow? Why are you driving so slowly? Turn on your wipers, bro. Anyway, the governor of Texas has said, you know, you can go out, have a certain amount of capacity in your restaurant. Some restaurants have, some haven't, depending on kind of how they're set up, you know, time limits, stuff like that. I don't know if this mall is going to be open, though. It's Northeast Mall in the Hearst, Euless, Bedford area of DFW. It looks dead as hell.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't look super open.
And the only interesting car we've seen today was the one we talked the most about was a Scion IA.
I mean, we've seen a good few Corvettes, but those are not that interesting.
Well, yeah, they're cool. Not the C8. C8 is...
Hey, if we see a C8, I'm going
to
be impressed.
Then the trip will be, like, worth it. It'll be done. Yeah, I also have to get in front of this person. We've got a Nissan. I don't even know what Nissan. Pathfinder? Whatever that is.
Those handles. Those look like the same handles on my mom's Altima.
I bet there are.
They just have like that shape to them.
Also, we keep seeing Nissans, and I just feel like, why are you going so quickly?
There you go.
Speed and power. Dillard's. Whoa, wait, there's actually cars here. What the fuck?
There is. Okay. Well, there's a lot of people here.
Wow.
Dude, go
home. I just sped in front of this person and turned the same direction. I feel like an asshole. I can't turn left. It's America.
Yeah, that is weird.
Cruise around, see what happens. Trying to get crashed into. There is a Mitsubishi Lancer.
But yeah, the SMU area.
Yes, SMU is very nice.
They like, you know, they're sending all their rich kids, or the rich parents are sending all their kids over
there. Such an expensive area.
You know, they buy their kids whatever they want, so everyone's kind of like Range Rovers.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
You know, and so...
I think the C-Class Mercedes is like the Toyota Corolla of everywhere else in the FW there. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, that's kind of, you know, they won't get out of bed for like a, you know, like any kind of Beamer or S-Class. There's a brand new Hyundai Sonata. What do you think of that? It is the fish one. I think that's on my camera view. Oh shit, there's someone behind me.
Oh, I didn't see. There's like a trim line that goes all the way around the side and like up.
Yeah, my mom had that on her. She had an older one, but the DRL actually fades into it, so it's got this grading that's effect. Kinda cool. It's kind of cool. It does look like a fish. There's a car, not a C8. Don't care. Look, a Sebring, David. Christ, a Sebring. Man, that is the car. Ooh, an S2K.
Oh,
that is the most interesting thing we have seen today.
It is, yeah.
Wow. Yay.
I mean, I like S2Ks.
I do too.
Too much money.
Well, who the hell is driving an S2K and coming to Carrabba's? Go ahead. You go ahead, walk. I apologize for the cameras. Hi, I'm filming a car show.
the Hyundai.
Yes.
I like them. I think the front looks like it's like too like sloped down and sad looking.
Yeah, it's a little why am I a Hyundai Sonata?
Yeah, exactly. And then it also kind of looks a little bit like a fish especially when the lights are on, like the
I'm gonna aim the camera right at this. best thing so far. A brown Corolla.
Brown.
It's been rattle canned.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah. Ooh, rattle can or brown?
I mean, it's better than rust. Maybe that's why it is brown. It looks like they've covered it in Rust-Oleum,
it
actually.
Blends in with all the rust.
I guess. Apparently, that was all the interesting cars. It was an S2K. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice one. Although most of them are in good shape. I find that most of the S2Ks I see are pretty top nick.
People really like them. And I mean, it's a unique car for
I'm
sure.
Lost in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, there's an exit. I mean, it's definitely KSL. One of those. If the SDK didn't have the engine it had, I don't think it'd be nearly as cool as people.
No, it'd be like a Miata. He's in there. Go ahead. Sorry, there's cameras in the way, I know. Why is she driving with her AirPods in? Oh no, she's got her AirPods in. Can't believe I just did that.
Go. But yeah, if it didn't have the engine it did, I don't think it'd be nearly as. Come on.
My dad.
Because it's got that, like, it's a got that signal. Real good, like, bragging point where it's got, like, the highest, it's or a higher specific output than a Ferrari,
else.
Like, 458 or whatever.
I mean, yes, but it is very small.
It's a smaller engine, yeah. But, like, still, like, what is, like, 230 horsepower
from 2 liters, I think, yeah.
That's really good.
That's damn impressive, yeah.
It's not, like, unparalleled, you know?
No.
Like, you can, there are cars with, like, similar to that, but it is impressive. Again, yeah. Like the
IS engine.
Yeah, the IS engine was like 210 or like 205 or something. Like it's up there. It's not like quite like 230, but it's close, and that's the same exact.
Is there anyone in that car? I don't want to. Yeah, there is someone in that car. That's that Kia Forte. It was all moist. And I don't think that's the right one. That one right here. Mm-hmm. See, you didn't even notice it. That's the thing. Yeah.
I saw it.
I know, but it's just like, oh, it's a Kia. They're. I find them, well, that's not even the right one. I just really like the, like I mentioned before, I like the GT version. Ooh, look at that Camaro.
Wow.
Damn.
Disgusting. You know,
that's just America.
Do people make kit cars for those?
I've seen a horrible kit car made with one of those, where it's like a classic Chevy Bel Air or something like that. But let me tell you, whatever you're thinking in your head, it's even worse than that. That's horrible. Is the worst thing I've seen.
Peak Squad's whipping the Prius C's. Feels like I'm perfect.
Yeah, it's like your dad.
Yeah. I've never driven this car. I actually kind of want to. I feel like it might be a little bit fun.
That could be interesting. I thought it was better looking than the normal Prius. That's another absolutely. Thing. I'm going to have a rental car next week, so we're probably going to do this shtick again. Whatever I get. I just love how... So, whatever my insurance was like, oh, like you qualify for like this kind of rental coverage. This thing has a bunch of hail damage, so it's going in. We live in Texas, it happens. But anyway, they're like, we're going to give you a premium rental car. And then David and I looked up what that meant, and it said, I think premium like Nissan Maxima. They're just, the company's like taunting me. You know what I mean? I said one rude thing that no one heard, and then they go, well, have a Maxima.
I would love to review a Maxima. I think that'd be helpful.
I knew someone who had one, and he had the new V6 one, and he actually had an exhaust on it. It sounded pretty good.
Do they put the CVTs on the V6s as well?
It's a CVT, so you can't really do anything about that. Okay. It just kind of hums, but loudly.
I'm just kind of surprised they still have the CVT on.
Ooh, look, a Bel Air.
Oh.
Yeet.
Nice, it's like a two-door.
Ooh, that was loud, too.
That thing was real loud.
Yeah. I'm trying to get hit by a car. And that was all the interesting cars there were.
Because I think that, but the fucking Camaro, that would be a really good candidate for a kit car. Because it's super ugly in its current form, but the actual engine and chassis are fine. They're
yeah, the drivetrain's all really good stuff.
Like, there's nothing wrong with the actual mechanicals of the car. On paper, it seems great, because they're really cheap. They make a lot of power,
yeah.
Modifiable engines, pretty reliable. But God, to look at, it's just such a letdown. And if someone makes a kit car for it, I think that'd be great.
It's just hard to cover up that body. Like, there's a lot to work with. Like, yeah. It's not. It's an acquired. They're doing social distancing, hanging out. Look,
Look,
they're all 6 feet apart in a circle. I don't think it's on camera, but there's a whole group of people chilling by a church. Honestly, that's the way to do it.
Because the Mustang, the SN95 Mustang.
Yes.
Pretty ugly, but they do make that the kit car, the for the AC Cooper? Or the...
Oh, you mean like Cooper? You just take the drivetrain out?
Is it that, or do they build... Oh, I thought they built it on the body.
Oh, I don't know. I thought the AC Cooper, you just get the whole, like, Mach 1 drivetrain. What I thought you meant was, like, that's a weird kind of turn right thing. But, no, what I thought you meant was, like, they just put panels on the body.
Is that,
is that what you meant?
I think.
Because I was like, again, hard to make that kind of look nice. Speaking of which, there's one right there. That's a 95 Mustang.
It's a 95.
A DFW is just dead.
Kid car.
It's Friday night. It's my birthday. And no one's out hanging out. How dare they?
Maybe I'm bullshitting. Maybe it's like, yeah, just the...
Lisa's chicken. How we go.
Just the drivetrain. It's meant to go into...
I think that's what it is. But I was going to say, if you were talking about even whether it exists or not, putting a kid car over the body of the Camaro, my God, do you have your work cut out for you?
Yeah. I don't... I feel like the dimensions of that car are weird.
It's very, very low, shaped like this, yeah, and, like whole, and flat.
I feel like the front, even though there's a big engine, is kind of small like this, and the... I feel like the windshield goes, like, really...
It's a really aggressive brake, yeah.
Tough to make it actually look
good. Yeah, like, and the other thing is, like, I was gonna say no hate, like, it just looks bad. The Firebird one actually looks good, I think. It looks okay, because it doesn't have, like, the weird... Everything has to be super slick, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like, ooh, we're really trying to be aerodynamic. I'm just gonna turn around and go back to the highway. Nothing's happening down here.
They were pretty aerodynamic.
Oh, I would fucking hope so if they look like that.
They had decent, like, coefficients and whatnot. I mean, they're great if you're just trying to, like, you know, do drag racing on the cheap or something.
Yeah, if you want the cheapest amount of power, again, consumer advice, look at us. If you want the cheapest amount of power for the car, you don't care what it looks like, buy a, what they call, whatever, 90s, early 2000s Camaro.
Yeah, and you really don't care what it looks like.
Yeah, if you don't give a shit.
That is, like, bottom of your list.
Yes.
Like, you really don't care. What do you think are, like, the ugliest cars?
The ugliest cars?
To me,
Nissan Juke.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty ugly.
I loathe the Nissan Juke. man, ugliest cars, like, in history? God. The Pacer, like, obviously those are not the greatest, but they're not, I don't think they were that bad. Like, people hate on the Gremlin and stuff. I'm not saying they're good looking, but they're okay. I don't think they're the worst. Thinking of modern cars that are ugly.
Everyone's going to say that, oh, it's a El Camino.
Nice.
Everyone's going to say the Aztec. And it is ugly.
Right? I don't think it's that bad.
But
I think
it's come
full circle.
That
121.
There we go. I mean, I can't say it looks good now, but...
It's just like, it's full circle with the sense of like, okay, if you look at an Aztec, bear with me, if you look at an Aztec and then look at it next to a Juke, the sort of placement of the headlights and the placement of the turn signals and stuff like that, that's something that a lot of car companies are starting to do now. Where it's not super weird to have that where, you know, the headlights are super low, the turn signals are up top, and it's like, it was like one of the first crossovers, and it had a, it just wasn't very coherent. That was the problem. It's just a Camaro with stripes. It's not even a fast one. Ooh, look at the rims on that Suzuki.
Oh, catfish Camaro, that's what they call it.
Whoa, yeah.
That Suzuki looks pretty.
Hopefully this gets... Look at the wheels. And
oh, that's a little bright.
Man, there's some deep dish wheels.
I think the catfish Camaro.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Catfish Camaro. I think, to me, that is one of the things.
It's just really bad.
There's no, like, redeamable qualities.
I mean, you get a good amount of power.
You know how you... Yeah. Besides that, I mean, like, visually.
Yes, visually.
No besides, it's, like, kind of low, I guess.
Ooh.
But the fucking... I know the Firebird one, they had
the Fiat 500 behind us. Hell yeah, dog.
The taillights, they had, like, this, like, hexagon.
Yeah, that was cool.
It did look cool. I was like, that's kind of neat.
But something different.
Behind that. Why is that?
Oh, hell yeah, it's an old, like, ambulance.
Oh, that's
crazy.
Cool.
I like that.
Please don't let you.
Yeah, like, and the most interesting thing I've seen today, wasn't on camera, was somebody has actually bought one of those Shelby GT500 Mustangs, and I think that's pretty cool. Stay enjoying.
So, I mean, I told you earlier, I saw a Viper.
Oh, yeah, what Viper? You mentioned it before, but...
I don't know all the generations, because there's... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I haven't been here in a while.
I missed some crap.
Shut up. I'm the one who can't drive now. God damn it. I'm trying.
I don't know all the generations at all. I don't know all the, like, the names and numbers and whatnot. But it wasn't the first one. I think it was, like, that second generation.
Behind us, David, is a Hyundai Sonata, and you can look at the DRLs and see how they blend up into the thing. Look. Look at that gradient.
Oh, that looks good.
Okay, cool.
Man, I can't believe we saw two of these.
We've seen two of them. That is, as far as new cars go, it was more interesting than...
That does
the most
good.
Interesting thing we've seen today. We'll lead in with this. The most interesting thing we saw driving around today was... Oh, it's not. Yes!
I don't want to live in this reality.
I know, I don't.
Perfect.
Speed and power. Come on, diesel. Oh, welcome to this intersection. Anyone?
What?
So you cut over here, and then you get to here.
Oh, dear God.
And then now you come over here, and it gets better.
Oh, this?
Come through here. And then we need to go this way. And then you go
through here. I think I recognize this bit. This is close to that one British food place. Isn't it, like, just right there?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Oh, what is that? What something. Is that? It's a Mustang with taillights.
Wait,
I think
really?
That's all it is.
Fuck.
I thought it was a Rari.
The Rari. They have those kind of taillights.
You know Catfish Camaro in the sense of that's how it looks like? That's a Catfish
yes.
Mustang. That's what that is.
Fucking Catfish doesn't have thinking it was a cooler car.
Yeah.
Now that I know that, it just looks weird on
I kind of like them. Not going to lie.
I mean...
It's just not a Mustang. Maybe the cool cars are starting to come out now. We've gotten to spawn. That's what it is.
Yeah. Now that
we've spawning
seen that,
now.
It like does a little circle. Did you see?
What?
Wait, put it on. Okay, maybe he.
Oh, it's on camera.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He puts his turn signal on. It's like three segments, and it goes like. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, that's actually really cool. Come back in front of me. I'll allow it. I'm gonna crash trying to watch his novelty taillights. Yeet. All right, whatever. Goodbye, my friend. And back to F-150s and vans. I don't like how close this Toyota. Oh, there's children in it.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, he waved.
I'm like, oh my gosh, Mom, I just talked to some YouTubers.
Dude, we're content creators.
We should get into subscribe
first and
to
foremost.
The
I can't even like look at the camera right now and like do a piece to camera because of how close this wall is. God, this is terrified.
Oh.
Another Mustang. Hey, it's a that one looks clean.
It doesn't.
It's really low.
It is.
It looks like he bought it lower too. I don't know. I don't know what package. Well, it's definitely modified.
The color diffuser thing that they have.
Yeah, I've started noticing that too. I don't know if that's a.
I feel like all the diffusers I've seen are just like black, but their color.
Someone
in my neighborhood has a yellow one, and it's got like a bright yellow diffuser.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I like that.
I think it's a good combination for people to do that. See, this road is Russian.
Very shoddy.
God damn. I'm a fan.
What does it say on the back? It's like some
GT.
I know, but there's like text around it.
I want. It might be an anniversary version. Yeah, there's not. I got nothing.
Like,
I got nothing.
I thought this would be a great idea because we passed by cars. Talk about
it.
Some
worked.
These cars are so uninteresting that I just like there's nothing to say.
There's literally nothing to say. I mean, Ford Ranger, okay. Well, we've mentioned it before.
I know we've talked about the Ford Ranger.
We've talked the hell out of the Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
You can't do anything with that. There's a Nissan Juke. Fuck you.
It frightens me because you can see like where people have hit.
Yeah,
right there.
Like, oh god.
Look, that guy.
Do they just
send it clear off?
No, I think it pulls it back.
Okay.
I think that's the way the road's designed. I don't know,
it's
dude.
It's crazy, though.
I see those marks, and I just think somebody
like,
has...
That must be just so scary.
The image out the back window is going to look real nice right now because of the sunset with the Mustang behind it. I mean, my window's filthy dirty. It's disgusting because I haven't washed my car in forever, but other than that... Because it hailed again. I was going to do it today, actually, and then or last night, but then because it hailed again, I put my car in the garage.
Been weird lately.
Yes, it has been. Oh, speaking of, like, car washing, that Buick has a condom on the windshield wiper that they didn't take off after they got their car washed. I never understood why they did that. I know they tape them down sometimes. They tape them down sometimes.
Well, I guess because the little flappy things would, like, knock them around.
Jesus Christ. Cop.
Why was he hauling so many animals?
Who knows?
I love seeing people get like lit up, but it's obviously
it is fun. It's fun when it's not just, you.
Yeah. When it's me, I'm just like, well.
I go, oh, okay, cool, thanks. Yeah, that Mustang sounds good. Yeah. Ooh, look at this Mustang though.
Oh, they should race.
Hell yeah. They should race. I kinda like that. There's something about it.
Really big like car.
I wanna put one of those on my car.
That'd be pretty funny.
God, that'd be great.
I told you about that Jetta that, like, I saw that was super lifted.
Yeah. VW people do some weird shit, especially, like, the old Mark IVs and things like that.
I respect that.
It's great. My favorite is the diesels where they have the stack that comes out the back with, like, the little flapping thing on the top.
Yeah.
And then it just black smokes for days, and they roll coal past, like, people standing on the sidewalk or whatever, because who cares? God, I can't see the curb because the camera's... I like that Corolla.
It is pretty
cool. It's just me driving around. It's just literally all we've been doing is driving around and going, I like that. Yeah, that's cool. That's nice. Man, give us ideas. Again, if you've made it this far, congratulations, but give us ideas for this. Because we could turn this into something. Like I said, taxi cab confessions, cash cab, not fake taxi.
It was a cop. Aztec.
Huh?
An Aztec.
Hell yeah. That one's what
I think, like, the tiered gorilla they have on them looks pretty weird. I think that's probably the ugliest feature.
It just doesn't line up with anything. I watched a video of someone doing a redesign of it. It's called Sketch Monkey. If you look him up on YouTube, he's a very good channel. Oh, look, there's a Nissan Altima behind me. It's dusk and its headlights aren't on. All I'm saying.
I almost got an A4 for my first car.
Do you really?
I was looking at an Audible.
I like those a lot. I like the old ones especially. Especially the manual ones, because you could get some cool combinations.
Yeah.
Then they had a CVT for a bit, which was tragic.
No, I was looking specifically for manual ones.
Yeah.
We were finding this one. It was pretty, like, recent for the time.
Yeah.
And for my budget. And it was manual and kind of, you know, all-wheel drive, of course. And then it was a wagon as well.
Oh, that's cool. Like, shit.
I could really get behind.
Yeah, the Avant one's really hard to find.
I think I messaged him, and he wasn't available anymore.
Really?
He just never responded.
Damn.
I actually think I ended up checking one of them out.
Yeah?
But I was really close to buying one. Like, it was between that and the Miata, really. Which is kind of weird.
That's a weird cross-shopping, really, yeah.
But I was, like, I was really that for the Miata. I think I was also looking at some Subarus, but I was like, the insurance is going to be so much.
Yeah.
And, no, I don't know. They're just kind of out of the price range as well.
Yeah, Subarus are really hit or miss.
Yeah, so I'm glad I didn't. But I wonder what it would have been like to own an A4 for a while.
I mean, it's
I
just
wonder what the reliability would have been like.
Yeah.
I've heard some. I know Cameron has some issues with his.
Yeah, the pro. Hey, look, it's a V8 coolish looking Charger Super V. And a 350.
350 with some modifications to the front.
It's louder than the Charger. I just heard it as we drove by. Ghetto locate. Okay, I think we're gonna sign off now. It's getting dark now. We've had, let's say, a varying amount of success with this. Depending on what the edit shows up like, we'll see. But hey, thank you very much for watching. We'll kind of build this up as an aside to our usual content. I'm Jacob.
I'm Dean.
Thank you very much for watching.
God.
Bye.
Close your fucking.